98.1 KZE. It is MK with me in the studio. It's Eric Montes who has the latest exhibition at Jane Street Art Center, Cuerpo Esoterico. You got here just in time for this apocalyptic rainstorm.
I did, yes. I'm happy they made it in time, yes.
Maybe you brought it with you.
Yeah, it's good to be before time, all the time, yes.
Absolutely. Cuerpo Esoterico, tell me all about it. There was a phrase that I really liked in the press release where, you know, you're going on the website and you're like, let me learn what this exhibition is all about. And you're hit with this sentence. This series, A Brainchild of Eric Montes, is a pedagogical iteration of generosity as a praxis.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What that means? Yes, thank you for that. Like, from a few years back, this project came out when I went back to school to do my master's. Mm-hmm. And in the process, in a moment, I've been dealing with like personal views and just reflections about how the world is going mm-hmm. and how life moves. And so I thought in creating work that resonate with me in the way of is coming from me, is the way that I want people to resonate with me. So it's like a triangle or circular way of,
yeah,
it's not just about me talking to the world, but it's about me projecting myself in the world. And so understanding that everything, object, texture or material is there for me to enjoy it and to be alive with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I feel, that it's generous towards me more than to my viewer or my audience, but I am playing with something and I'm having fun and finding myself in the world because I am alive with the material, so whatever I am creating.
Yeah, yeah. So it's about shared experience, too.
It's about shared experience, exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And it is a multimedia exhibition, right?
Yeah, it's a multimedia as intersecting with installation, with dance performance, and with photography.
Mm.
So all these reflections and framework comes with kind of going back to a study, to reading, to looking into art history or into my own storytelling. So the video in this case comes with a collaboration with Marlon Barrios, which is a Berlin-based artist. Mm. And so we came as we are meeting in the way that we are working with whatever is the universes of this of the body.
Yeah.
So how we reflect that in our work. And in this case, he is working with AI generative video, which gives in the installation a feedback.
Yeah, that must be such an interesting thing to work with.
It is, yes. So I am really a newbie coming with this. So I am getting closer to Marlon to learn more about it and also learn how is the reflection between art and artificial intelligence? What is that communication? And in the other section is Carla, which is a longtime collaborator, Carla Carvallar, which is a Mexican artist based in New York. And we have different stories between us, like social, culturally, and also we have collaborated through the years in dance mm. with some dance performances. So in this case, part of the exhibition, besides intersecting with photography, with installation, live installation, and the video, is paying homage to collaborations with art of radar of artists.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, are three Latino artists, but kind of like saying, no, we have created this work, and now is when we can show it to the world.
And it's all different, but it all fits together thematically.
Right. Yeah. So I curated the mm-hmm. exhibition and I invited them to get closer to the audience to say, you know, like I am a movement oriented artist. Like everything comes from like my kind of association with movement.
Mm. Did you begin as a dancer?
Yeah, I began as a dancer. I am still a dancer and a choreographer. And now I'm playing with other mediums. Mm-hmm. So, but I still have that vision of, this is how I see the world.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, understand me, this is how I represent the world, you know? So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, you know, I always enjoy doing these interviews with the artists from Jane Street Art Center because it's kind of a fun challenge to talk about art on the radio, because I don't want to be as basic as just like, well, what does it look like? So I'm always curious, like, you've had your opening reception, I think last weekend, and what were kind of the reactions that you got from folks viewing the work for the first time?
Yeah, that's fun. It's a great question, because I think that people got in the beginning confused, because I think sometimes in the art world, dance is a supportive, you know, character.
Sure.
And in this case with me, this is kind of weird because I am still a dancer, a choreographer, so my work as a dancer also speaks of this idea of looking at materials and textures and like thinking about my ideas while I'm dancing. So we did this performance based on, it's an offering, I call it offering. So we were inviting the guests about meditation, but also like we were serving food. And then I continued dancing through the gallery to interact with Marlon's software. And in the end, I was not sure if people knew that I was the artist. But I think that is sometimes when artists, we do all, like we need to do all. So yeah. I was like, okay, yes, I curated the exhibition, but it's also my pieces, like my photography. And yes, it's also my collaboration. So, but you dance too. And I was like, yeah, and I also dance.
It's a big undertaking.
Yeah. So the dance was kind of like that source of energy that was placing everything together. Like we are here, you know, like as a community. Like something is happening here beyond the wall, you know, like the static pieces.
So there's a lot of different elements to this exhibition and this installation. How long did it kind of take from conception to becoming something that you felt ready to present to the world?
Yeah, well, I think everything takes longer than when we, in our mind, we set for.
Sure.
So I will say that this work set from like probably 2 to 3 years back. The planning for this particular, you know, place was 2 years, but the work with the people I know, like Carla Carballar, or like the work that I'm doing is like for a long time, but I feel that this is like the first seed for future projects, because I think that the way that I want to work and I want to get involved with projects is in this way, but other bigger, of course, more ambitious ideas, or with this sort of aesthetic, to continue just playing with the public, with the audience, or with the witnesses of the art. So, this project, this series, some come within like that frame of time, 3 to 2 years, and then from there, you know, you start learning, other things start evolving and coming out, if that makes sense.
Seeds have been planted and something else may grow out of this.
Exactly,
yeah. Eric Montes is my guest. We're talking about Cuerpo Esotérico on display now at Jane Street Art Center through August 3rd. And can folks just come by and take a look whenever? Or is there, you know, kind of a certain order in which you recommend doing things?
Yeah, I think I received a feedback by Catherine O'Hara, which is there from the gallery, one of the directors from the gallery, that feel free, if you come to the gallery, feel free to look at the pieces. So the south room is the first room that you enter. Is going to be with bidimensional art, you know, like some traditional photograph, other collage photography. And then in the north room, you're going to have an installation which is inviting you to play with what you see in the wall. So if you see a monitor, they get closer to the monitor. And wherever is the monitor feedback is what you see in the software. In the internet world, you see there, and it's sending a feedback to represent you in many ways. So, and after that, you can come back and see what happened to your perception, like how you see the other world. The other work which is in the walls.
Yeah, so, and that's the generative AI element?
The installation. So I built this environment for Marlon's universe, which is the AI generative video software. And Yes, yeah. So and then you go there, and it's for the public to play around.
Yeah.
And if you ask the art team in the gallery, you can ask them about like the prompts. So you can write sometimes something in the search bar, and then the AI projects you whatever is in your mind.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Cool. You know, I know a lot of artists kind of see AI as the enemy in a lot of ways. So it's cool to see it incorporated in this way where, like, you're using it as the media for the art.
Yeah, I think it. I think sometimes, like, I like to kind of, like, fight the fear. And, like, I don't have, like, you know, I'm sometimes I'm limited in what is I can reach for. And so I believe that what you have there, you know, is for us to enjoy and investigate and explore. So I don't find it the fear of like, oh, what is this? No, you know, like, it's like, no, let me play with this because it's already here. And I feel that it's, as a dancer, it's cool because sometimes you have in your mind an imagination, like a thought, and now it's there in front of you. And you say, wait, if I'm already seeing it, how am I going to perform it? So for me as a actor, as an actor, it's like, okay, how I perform the character I'm now seeing there already without me imagining.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, so it's challenging.
It's, in it's a good generating way. Prompts for you.
For me, exactly. Yeah. Like, conversating, you know? Yeah. So I take it like that.
That's
so
really interesting. And it sounds like a really cool thing for people to go and experience and play with for themselves and see how they react to it.
Right, yeah. Feel free to work in the room while your friend or your family is playing with the software, playing the room. You can go behind the Oracle. So it's like this sort of like window that you're going to find, like a spaceship sort of window. Oh, cool. You see the projection, and then you can work around the room. And there is other videos as well. But yeah, just have fun with it and yeah, free yourself for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric Montes is my guest. He his work is on display at Jane Street Art Center through August 3rd. That's janestreetartcenter.com. Eric, did we forget anything?
Yeah, we almost forget something, which is I'm going to do again an offering and a dance performance in July 20 at 5:30 p.m. around that time. So everybody's invited to come and
see
it in the gallery. Yes.
Awesome.
And come and see the art. Yes. Support us. Thank you.
We've got some Benny Sings for you, Dancing in the Dark on KZE.